Welcome to the Way Fellowship Church of Dallas podcast series. Please enjoy this message by our own senior pastor, Tavares Gardner.
Jeremiah 17:9. Yes. Give me that Kojic voice. I need you to read it loud. Come on. Yeah, Lord. Come on, mother. Read. I like that. Mother, can you stand up and read that? Give me a mic. Give me a mic. Can I'll give you my mic.
Hallelujah. What a word. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?
Read it again.
The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?
What is the heart? What's the heart? The heart is what? The heart is what? And what? Who can know it? God. God knows our heart. So all you folks that always say, as I always say, God knows my heart. Yes, he does. He knows your heart is wicked and deceitful, and if it's not submitted to him, you're going to do what you want to do. All right, y'all have a seat. You can have a seat. All right, so as we come to a close on this heart disease, when we... when we y'all remember the story of the lion, right? How many of you remember the story of the lion? The lion was raised around what? Sheep. And he had the mentality of a what? But it wasn't until he was confronted by another
lion
that he started to recognize who he was. Right? Right? So he had to be reconnected to someone that was what he already was. All right? So when the young lion saw the older lion and reconnected to his true nature, the process of his growth was still ahead of him. So even though he was a lion and he reconnected to what he was supposed to be, he still had to retrain his mind and his spirit to be a lion. What are you saying, Gardner? When I get born again, Ephesians 4:23 said, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. That's, I have to retrain the whole way that I think, because the way that I think prior to my salvation, it was a mess. It's jacked up. And so here this lion, he knew his identity, but he had to understand what that identity really meant. Only by entering the right environment, which was the forest, could he discover what it would involve for him to someday to take his kingdom domain as a lion. Touch your neighbor, so you have to train, retrain the way that you think. Come on, say it. You have to retrain. I have to retrain. Come on, the way that I think. And the greatest challenge of those who have been reconnected to God, Jesus Christ, hallelujah, is having our attitudes correspond with the mind of God's spirit. So it is a daily process of us renewing our mind. You just can't. Salvation is not just it. You come on. I get saved, but I have to renew my mind, because I have to train myself to think what I already am in my spirit. So just because we've been reconnected to our source doesn't mean that we are thinking like him always. Just because we're connected to God doesn't mean we are thinking like him all the time. Ain't that right? Sometimes our old mind still pops up. I can't hear nobody. Even in the course of our salvation process, I can't hear nobody. Touch your neighbor, said there's a war in the mind. Hallelujah. Between your flesh self, I can't hear nobody, and your recreated self, I can't hear nobody. Say nothing right there. Touch your neighbor, said I still have a battle in my mind that I got to settle. I can't hear nobody. I'm going to live saved, and that's all that's to it. Hallelujah. Ain't no backwards and forward. And that's why compromising people have, the spirit of compromise has entered into the church, because we ain't really made up our mind that we want to really live saved and sold out for God. We don't really have no sold out people like we did back in the old church. But if you can point to yourself and say, I'm one. I'm sold out. I'm S-O-L-D and S-O-U-L-D-E-D, out. Our attitudes need to be adjusted. Everybody say attitudes. Y'all remember when parents used to say back in the day, you need an attitude adjustment. And I got just the thing for you, that belt. I mean, the parents said that you need an attitude adjustment. And I got just the thing for you. You need a belt whipping on your backside. Only when we are renewed in the spirit of our mind will we have the attitude that reflects the mind of Christ. Amen. 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 Come on, amen. Amen. The only way to get things into your subconscious mind is through repetition. How many people? Your ABCs. When we learn them ABCs. How many times did you have? Somebody said, well, I still don't know them. I still have to. And they taught us that song. And I'm 41 years old. And I still remember that song from kindergarten. Come on, let's sing it with me, lest y'all forget, because y'all might need a refresher. A, B. All right, you got it. You give yourself a hand. Give yourself a hand, because you remember the ABCs. And so we learn our ABCs through what? Repetition. And by singing it, same way with the word of God. Hallelujah. You've got to be repetitious by reading the word of God to renew your mind. I can't hear nobody say nothing. Hallelujah. People think that once I get saved, that's it. But no. There's a transformation that's called conversion. I can't hear nobody. Y'all ain't saying that. Touch your neighbor and say, you got to be converted. Salvation is different from conversion. Salvation reconnects you to God. It's not necessarily synonymous with conversion, the transformation of the mind. Conversion is what? The transformation of the mind. Salvation reconnects you to God, but then I got to go through the process of conversion. I ain't got no help in here. Y'all looking at me. Touch your neighbor, said, I got salvation. But I have to be converted. There has to be a transformation in my mind. That's why you still got saved folks, but they have not been converted, because they still cussing. They still sinning. You still walking in carnality because you're not going through conversion. That's why you still hoeing. That's why you still hoeing and saved. Because your soul has not been converted. Your spirit is saved, but that soulish part of you has got to be converted. The soul consists of the what? The mind, the will, and the emotion. Touch your neighbor and say, you need conversion. You need that Holy Ghost. So the only way you can get things into your subconscious mind is through repetition. That's just like my kids. They can hear these rap songs, and I told y'all week before last, and they know every word. I'm still trying to figure what they saying. I had to pull up the lyrics to, I like Christian rap. I love KB. I like Lecrae, and I like what's the other boy's name? Who, Derek Minor and KB and Derek Minor got two new CDs out, and I'm just rolling down the street just blasting them, but I don't understand nothing they saying. So I was trying, me and Stephanie, Lady Gardner, we was on vacation, and I said, I said, what? So I went up and had to pull the lyrics. I was like, I don't know what y'all saying. Like y'all got lazy tongues. But I like it, but I don't know what you're saying. Every once in a while I hear God, I'm like, yeah. Hey. But I don't know what y'all saying. And so you have to download the word of God into you over and over. And just like we do in the natural, we hear stuff, we can hear songs, and we keep listening to those songs. And before the week is out, we got all the lyrics downloaded. You know why? Because we kept listening to it over and over. The same way it has to be with the word of God. And now guess what? Instead of cussing, because I've been so consumed with the word of God, now scripture starts to come out. Instead of you want to give a piece of your mind. No, you ain't got that mind. Give a piece of the Bible. Now, I was tried this week. And y'all know I tell y'all all the time, try Jesus, don't try me. Touch your neighbor, say, try Jesus. Don't try me. I'm not the one. So we was on the plane. We was getting off the plane. And we had a connecting flight, which I hate. I don't like them, because the two times that I've done them, I've almost missed my flight because they get there right in time. Right? By the time it's trying to get on the next flight. So we trying to get up. Lady Gardner got up. And this man was sitting in front of us. Lou, he wanted to get up in front of her. He said, well, let me up because I got to get off the plane too. And Lady G said, well, we got to get off the plane too, so you just going to have to chill. So the people was taking so, it always seemed like people move slow when you're in a rush. And so the people was taking so long, we was like, y'all need to move because we got to get on another flight. So the man, while Lady G is standing up, he's sitting in the chair. Oh, yes, he did. And so we trying to move, and he said, Stephanie said, I'm trying to go. Now you see how I feel when you're rude. You come out this coat. And I said, I don't know if he thought she was by herself. You got this big old 6'4" man standing behind this woman. And so, she was like, move your foot. And by that time, I'm right up on him. I said, don't get slapped. Move your foot. I said, you're messing with the wrong one today. And I'll mess around and just punch you in your face. I didn't say that. I told him, you will get slapped. And I got this big old hand. I'll slap you across your face. Move your foot. And I was like, Lord, my light just went dim. What happened to my light? I'm like, that ain't what Jesus would do. And I was like, Lord, Felicia, Lord, if anybody knew that I was a pastor, I didn't mess it up. Ain't nobody going to want to come to my church. But let me tell you something. There's two things, and I tell everybody this, you don't mess with. And that's my wife, and that's my children's. If you come for eat, all right. So I got to renew my mind. Are y'all praying for me? Because some people think just because you're a Christian, you're a punk. But like I always say, try Jesus. Don't try me. And so in the midst of that, let's check this out. I could feel the old man rising. And let me tell you something. If you've ever been sexually abused like I have, and you've been taken advantage of like I have, something within you begins to rise up. Because that was a trigger. Because you're doing something. You're trying to take advantage. And so I was like, and I could feel that anger, and because my stomach started turning and my heart started racing, beating real fast. And I said, Lord, that's that rage. And I was like, Lord, I don't want to allow myself to get to that point, because let me tell y'all something. If you've ever dealt with the spirit of anger, that's a beast right there. And not only anger, but anger and rage. And I dealt with both of them. Sometimes I would go into rage and I literally black out. I can't hear nobody. And I'd be ready to kill somebody. I can't hear nobody. And so I was like, Lord, I cannot allow this man to make me go back and mess around and be in jail in South Carolina. Because let me tell you, people... people will try you, but actually, let me flip it. It could be the Lord allowing a situation to rise up to let you see what's still in you. So for me, still got a little work to do. I didn't go off. I just told him, you get slapped today. But the old me wouldn't have talked. He would have just got slapped. He got popped. So I'm making progress. My mini, you leaving on me? Oh! So God would allow situations to arise to show you until you're not so, I'm like, but Lord, you messing with, and then we don't play them games. I ain't no punk. And don't mess with her, because, you know, everybody, let's move on. Anyway, I don't know how I got to talking about me. But I got to tell on me so I can help you. That we all have areas in our lives that we need to work on. And nobody in this room has arrived, including me.
Yeah, I wish I had some help right there. Touch the neighbor and say, nobody has arrived. Nobody, none of us got it all together. That's why I stay in the face of God. You know why? I stay on my face before God to keep me humble, to keep my body under. Come on, come to touch the neighbor and say, I got to stay on my face to keep this flesh under. Because if I don't stay in the face of God, I'm going to knock somebody's face off. Ain't got nobody saying nothing right now. I have to pray in the Holy Ghost. You may say that's extreme, but I have to do it, or else the old man is liable to creep up. I wish I had some. I had talk back church in here. Is anybody? Do you understand what I'm saying? Touch a neighbor, said you have to stay in the presence of God. If not, flesh will rise up. That's why every day I'm on the floor on my face. You know why? Or on my knees, because I know Tavares. I know Tavares. And when you know how you are, you got to do something to help you stay. And the word of God and prayer. It's like braces to teeth. If it's crooked, it'll keep you in line. I ain't hear nobody say nothing. Touch your neighbor, said the word of God. Devotional time with the Lord is just like braces to teeth. If you're crooked, it'll straighten them boogers up. And hallelujah. And when I had my braces with my crooked teeth, Seth, I can't hear nobody. It hurt. I can't hear nobody. Hallelujah. Because my teeth had been out of line for so long. They was all crowding and everything. I can't hear nobody. But sooner or later, stuff started shifting and my teeth got straight. But it had those wires had to apply the pressure to make it. I hope you understand what I'm saying. And so the word of God will apply pressure on your flesh, man. I can't to get your flesh, man, to submit to the Holy Ghost that's on the inside of you. Why y'all ain't talking back to me?
And so guess what? If I don't sleep with my retainers on for a long period of time, my teeth will start shifting back to the old. They'll start shifting back to the original form. Are y'all understanding what I'm saying? So hallelujah. And I can tell when I have not slept with my retainers on, because when I put them on, my teeth are hurting. I'm in pain. You know why? Because they tried to go back. And you always try to go back to your original state. If you don't have the word of God, and if you don't stay in the presence of God, I can't hear nobody, your old heart will start popping up. Right here, I can even feel the gap in my front teeth. Now, you know why? At one point they were closed. And now anything could get in between it. Because there's a small opening. And the only way I can keep stuff from coming in is by sleeping with my retainers. The only way you can stop these little small openings in your heart is by staying in the word of God. Stand on your face before the Lord. Hallelujah. And then you won't have these small openings and little foxes start destroying the vine. Am I helping somebody in here? Touch a neighbor and say, that's why you got to stay in the word. Hallelujah. You've got to constantly stay in the word. You've got to constantly stay on your face. Hallelujah. Because old stuff, hallelujah, your old self will start popping up and little doors will start opening. If you don't stay in that word to keep you retained, that old heart will start popping up. Because when you get saved, he'll give you a new heart. All right. I'm all off my notes. But as long as you get the message. So again, the only way you can get things into your subconscious mind is through repetition. Through repetition. Our beliefs are housed in our hearts. Everybody say, my beliefs are housed in my heart. But they manifest themselves. Come on, say it with me. But they manifest themselves as I experience various circumstances. Come on, talk with me. The level of my mental conditioning. Come on, say it with me. Dictates my response to life, to issues, to circumstances, to creation, to my world. Listen, that is why one of the most powerful things you possess on earth is your mental attitude. As you take in the thoughts of the Creator through prayer and Bible reading, you want to know, I just want to know the mind of God. I just want to know the heartbeat of God. The heart and the mind of God is that Bible that you got sitting up in your lap that you just throw in the back of the book on Sundays and you don't read it the rest of the week. That's why the devil is defeating many of us, because we don't have daily Bible reading. I told you that daily Bible reading is just like braces, just like the retainers. It keeps you in line from you going back to your old man. So as you take in the thoughts of the Creator through your prayer and Bible reading, the Spirit of God begins to download into you His mind, His will, and His emotions. I can't hear nobody. His mind, His will, and His emotions into yours. There begins to be an infusion of Him inside you as you read His word. If you want to be more like Christ, you've got to read His word. You've got to stay in prayer. Well, I don't know what to pray. Pray the word. Well, I don't know the word. Keep reading the word. Guess what I do? At one point in time, I don't use it anymore. But I started a whole page, maybe two or three pages, full of scriptures. And I started praying the word of God back to Him. Because it's His word that He watches over to perform. He's not going to be answering, God, if it be your will, or Lord, if it ain't your will, I just want to know your will. His will is His word. So when you pray God's word back to Him, he's going to honor His word. And so as you read, as you're in prayer and Bible study, the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, downloads truth into your heart. It's just like Wi-Fi. As long as I'm in the vicinity of the Wi-Fi, I can get any information that I need. All I got to do is connect. Apple is somewhere else, but I have something called the cloud. And whenever they have a download, I can hear anybody from the main house, wherever I am, all I got to be is connected to the cloud and I can get my new software. Touch a neighbor and say, you got to be connected to the cloud. The more truth about yourself that you receive into your heart, the higher your thinking will be. God's words are designed to transfer truth and ideas that will renew your thought life and thus transform the spirit of our minds and attitude. Did y'all hear that? Let me say it one more time. God's word, not mama and them words, are designed to transfer truth and ideas that will renew our thought lives and thus transform the spirit of our mind and our attitudes. By what? God's what? Words. You have to train to become what you want to be. You have to train to become what you want to be. The Olympians, they don't just train 4 years before the thing. They train them as little babies. They're already conditioning their minds to be and to think like an Olympian. If it takes that for the Olympians in the natural, what does it take for the saint of God? that takes the same thing. You have to train yourself to be a Christian because you've never been a Christian before. You never thought like a Christian before. Even though you may sin in your walk with God, you still have to renew your mind because sometimes old man may pop up and cause you to sin. But when you sin, you repent and keep on moving, and you train your mind not to repeat. Oh, I ain't got no help in here. So the reason why you still repeating is because you have not renewed. Because when you renew, and you think like God thinks, you won't keep putting yourself in Tom, Dick, and Harry and Jane's bed. The reason soldiers are sent to boot camp is to get them to stop thinking like civilians and start thinking like professional military minds. In boot camp, they are isolated from their families and friends and the rest of society so they can focus on renewing their mind to think like a soldier. So when I left that lifestyle, it was like I was going into boot camp. I had to leave the familiar. I had to leave that civilian lifestyle, that homosexual lifestyle, and go into boot camp and recondition my whole way of thinking. Was it rough? Yeah, because you've been away, you believed the lie so long, you think it's normal. And so God had to undo the lie and reveal to me the truth via boot camp. Because if I didn't go into boot camp and stayed a civilian and try to be converted, and if I sinned, the people in their lifestyle are gonna say, "We all tried it, ain't gonna work. God just made you like that." And you're trying to be saved, and you can't nobody come out that lifestyle. God made us like that, so you just need to accept who you are. So, you know, there's this debate, can you be born gay? Yeah. What scripture you got to support that? We're born in sin, shaped in iniquity. So we are prone to certain proclivities of sin. Whatever's in your bloodline, whatever generational curses are in your bloodline can transfer to you. So how these little boys come out the womb talking about, "I've always been a girl," and you three? Where'd you get that from? It had to come in the womb. Amen. We're born in sin. Amen. But God has offered a way of salvation that I don't have to stay born in sin and stay in sin. I can come out of sin and be born again. So can you be born? Yeah, we're born in sin. Anybody got to teach you how to sin? Anybody got to teach you how to lie? Children know how to lie, and they talk. It's in them. Sin is in us. But when we get saved, we get born again. That sin nature is dead. But there's a process of transformation, conversion. We have to keep renewing our mind. I can't hear nobody say nothing right there. Are y'all understanding what I'm saying? Is this too much for y'all? We're talking about getting this heart together, all right? So attitude is a learned behavior created by our beliefs, which are produced by our thoughts. We change our attitudes by changing our beliefs. So I had to come out of that lifestyle and get in a whole different environment and change my whole set of beliefs. And that's why I am where I am now. Because I had to leave one environment, go into an unfamiliar environment, and get retrained to think the right way. Because when you're in sin, you think you're right. Because you believe that lie.
We change our attitudes by changing our beliefs, by changing our thoughts about everything in life, including ourselves. The day we take the day you take responsibility for your attitudes is the day you grow up. A lot of people, you know, I told y'all this before, but I need to say it again. I can no longer blame my mama and my daddy for my dysfunction. I'm grown. I'm 41 now. When you gonna take responsibility for your actions? Well, if I hadn't been, shut up. Change. Now I'm finna go somewhere and y'all ain't gonna like this. Everybody say dis. It's a bad word. It starts with a D. Who? Say it. Don't say it soft. What'd you say? Discipline. Why y'all saying it so low mouth? Because you ain't got none. Because if you was disciplined, you'd be further along than where you are now, all of us. I wouldn't have no little belly. Kenny, why did you look back? No. Terry, I mean, she just out front. I'm just like. I wouldn't have no belly if I was disciplined with sweets. Try Jesus. Okay, don't try. A lot of us, we have pictures in our head of what we saw ourselves as, a certain size. But you didn't have the discipline to get you to the size that you see in your head. So it's nobody. You can't blame mama and them, and you can't blame dad and them. Well, if they didn't cook all them cakes and pies for Thanksgiving, now we're getting ready to come up for Thanksgiving. And we're going to see how many banana puddings you're going to eat, how many pecan pies you're going to eat with scoops of bluebell ice cream on top, how many sweet potato pies you're going to eat, and sweet potatoes, I can't hear nobody. We're going to see how much you're going to eat. And I saw Tiffany post, Tiffany made a post on the other day on Facebook talking about what if the Lord calls you to fast on Thanksgiving. And I told her, I posted on there, I said, I'm going to eat fast. That's going to be the fast. I sure did put it on there. I said, I'm going to eat fast. That's going to be the fast. I'm going to eat it so fast, it's going to make Jesus blink. Everybody say discipline. Turn to 2 Timothy 1 and 7 real quickly. Had to make y'all laugh because y'all was a little weary looking when we first started. Weary, as the Baptist folks say, weary, worn, and sad. But I found in him a resting place, and he has. Come on, what is it? Second Timothy 1 and 7. Anybody has an amplified Bible? Read it, Terry. Read it in that. Come on, read.
Uh-huh. Or fear, but he has given us the spirit of power, love, and of sound judgment and personal discipline. Abilities that result in calm, well-balanced mind and self-control.
So y'all quoting that King James, but that amplified get you. He said discipline. Y'all say, God has not given me the spirit of fear, but love, power, and sound mind. And you still ain't got no sound mind. Because I want you to read that amplified version. They talk about discipline. It takes discipline to have a sound mind.
discipline may be defined as self-imposed standards and restrictions motivated by a desire that is greater than the alternatives. Let me say that again. Discipline may be defined as self-imposed standards and restrictions motivated by a desire that is greater than alternatives. So you know when you go on a diet, there are certain restrictions that you place upon yourself. Why y'all start coughing and sneezing? I mean, the saints got nerves. I mean, Mama Neil, they start turning. I'm glad I didn't see that Baptist finger come up and walk up out of here. And so there are certain restrictions on a diet, certain things that you are used to having, you have to deny yourself from because you want a desired result. So it is with a strict diet of the Word of God. So when I have a strict diet of the Word of God, there are certain things that I enjoy, that I used to enjoy, that I can't quite do it anymore. For me, I'm just talking about for me, you know, because I'm a little bit extreme because I came out of an extreme lifestyle. So it took me being extreme to stay over in holiness. I ain't talking about y'all, talking about me. I went so extreme that I had bukus of R&B CDs. Jodeci, R. Kelly, what's that boy's name? I don't know nobody, no John B. I had Luther, I had Michael. I had to tell Michael Jackson, you got to beat it now, son. And I was really back in the 90s, R. Kelly, and 12 Play was my favorite CD. And 12 Play got me in trouble. Rochelle Farrell, Till You Come Back to Me. I can't listen to that no more because it brings back. Yeah, and so I had a whole plethora of CDs. So my extreme self got a whole trash bag and dumped them all and threw them in the trash. You said, you could have sold them CDs and got some money. Yeah, but I didn't because it was mine. So I threw them away. I got rid of clothes that were given to me in that lifestyle, TVs, electronics, everything that was given to me when I was in that lifestyle because I wanted no recollection of what I used to be. So I went to the extreme and got rid of everything. I had to start all over. That's extreme. Because I wanted to show the Lord I'm serious about this deliverance. I got rid of everything. Some say that's foolish, but whatever it takes for me. May not take you all that. And so even to this day, there's certain R&B music I cannot listen to because it would trigger the old life. And so for me, it's just best. Don't listen to it because I ain't got time to be reminiscing about back there because God is way up here. He ain't back there. So there are certain standards and disciplines that I have set myself inside so I won't revert. Even though it's not in my heart and mind, but there are certain things that may trigger that I don't even allow in my space. And that's, touch the neighbor, said, that's discipline. That's discipline. Yeah. I'm almost done because y'all nervous. Discipline is like self-policing. Touch your neighbor, says self-policing. The nature of discipline is self-management regulated by a code of conduct in keeping with a set of goals and commitments dictated by an intended result. So I wanted a result. I wanted to be free and clean from the homosexual lifestyle. So whatever I needed to do, that's what I was going to do to get what I, to get that end result. And here I is. And not only that, not only did I self-police myself, but I also had people policing me too. Call accountability partners. And when I was feeling some kind of way, I make a phone call. I can't hear nobody. Or I send a text. I need y'all to pray because that old man is trying to rise up. Somebody done creeped in my inbox. Somebody. See, accountability keeps you from holding secrets. Because secrets kill. I can't hear nobody say nothing. Touch a neighbor said, when you start being secretive, hallelujah, it's going to end up eventually killing you.
Thank you for joining our podcast today. If you would like more information about our ministry, or if you would like to sow a seed, visit us at www.twfcdallas.org.